Well, Teresa, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're about 2 months out from spring break here, a busy, busy time of year here for you. I know that when I walked in, you were talking with someone. You said you've been booking spring break trips since October. So really, I imagine a lot of people have been coming in. Are these spring break years in Knoxville more popular, do you say, a little more busier than the ones that don't have spring break years during them?
Yes, I think that's true. Like our school this year is taking a full week, you know, for their spring break. So a lot of the families take, you know, advantage of that and able to take the kids, you know, without missing school. So it's very popular this year.
And where are some of the spots that people tend to be going? Do a lot of people take the time to go out to Florida, for instance, with family vacations? Any other spots in particular?
Yeah, within the U.S. domestic, Florida, Hawaii, and some Southern California things have been very popular. Disney World, you know, things like that. But as far as some international destinations, we've had a lot of people traveling to the Riviera Maya, Mexico, and Cozumel. Those have been some high spots. And then also we have a lot of the couples and so forth, or small group, you know, like three or four couples going. They go to Dominican Republic has been a huge spot for them this year.
So kind of explain the process, I guess, of coming in. Obviously, like you said, a lot of the people that are going on spring break have already booked. Maybe someone's looking ahead a little bit further into the future, into the summer. What is the process when someone comes in and wants to book a vacation? They've never done it before.
Well, number one, you do want to try and do things in advance as much as possible, especially when you're dealing with some very busy travel times like holidays and spring break. So that's why I said, you know, we were already, you know, doing a lot of spring break booking in October. So when somebody comes in and so forth and, you know, they give me an idea when they want to travel, give me that week, you know, and a couple destinations, and then we'll work out several different possibilities for them. What's nice about doing it early, then you usually just put it some kind of a deposit down and not have to worry about the final till, you know, closer, maybe 30, 45 days out before they go. So we make sure they get the right documentation, the right identification, passports, you know, if they're going out of the country and that kind of stuff. But it's a very simple process. We're very user-friendly and would, you know, appreciate people when they come in the door.
What are some of the trends that have been going on? I know we just talked about locations, but are there any other new travel, I guess, technologies or things that are happening within the travel world that are changing the way people are doing things?
Well, the internet is a huge thing, and we're very savvy on there. We have our own, you know, website, and this year is the big Facebook, you know, so, you know, I have my own Facebook page, Jacobson Travel, on there, and communicate with people that way quite a bit, and, you know, I'm all over the country, you know, when I come to that. I have a lot of family members that have invited their friends, so now they're contacting me via Facebook and doing things, so Facebook has probably been a huge success for us.
Recently, Des Moines was able to get Southwest in, and it seems like that may have expanded some of their airline options. Is that making it easier for people to travel out of the area?
Southwest helped huge out of Des Moines for people going to Florida. For instance, then either going to Disney World to Orlando or taking cruises out of either Orlando or Fort Lauderdale because they fly to those two cities. So they've helped a lot. I'm not sure the pricing quite is where I expected it to be yet, but I think, you know, it's their first year and they're going to probably add some more destinations. I've heard maybe they're going to have some kind of connection going from Des Moines to San Juan now, Puerto Rico, which makes it very easy, you know, for Caribbean vacation then. So I'm excited about them being in Des Moines, and I hope they expand.
Now, as people get closer to the week in March during spring break, what are some dates, some checkoff things they should have on their calendar as they get closer?
Just make sure, you know, they have, you know, basically all their, you know, identification, you know, a valid photo ID or a passport or, you know, things like that. We kind of can't take care of the rest. You know, when it comes to time to get their documents ready and so forth, we'll get the documents. We'll be giving them a phone call. They come in here, pick up the documents and go over them. So, and then also, you know, weather in Iowa is a huge thing. So you want to, I tell people all the time, if you're traveling, you know, in a 3-day period and you notice, you know, there's going to be some massive storm coming, that either to get in contact with the airline or us before they travel, because the airlines are very good about being able to help them change their date, go a day early or something like that, and get them out of this area before the storm hits. So just, you know, being savvy and aware of what, you know, Iowa weather is like.
Now, I know you said, too, before we started here that a lot of group traveling has become pretty popular recently.
Yes, I'm really happy with the way people, they're traveling now like in small groups. So maybe two families of four traveling or four or five couples traveling together or, you know, just a friends and family deal. I've got several cruises, you know, booked that way for 2014 where people, you know, they know they're going to have five or six cabins, but there may be more. So I book them in a group situation. And then I'm doing a lot of destination things. Like I've got two small families going to the Dominican Republic together, you know, to Punta Cana or maybe to the Riviera Maya, you know, four or five couples. So it's a fun way to travel. I think people, that's a trend too, I think that's happening. And it's very easy to work with them and get it all put together for them.
Obviously, during the winter, I think a lot of people like going down south to where it's warmer. During summer trips, if anyone makes vacations, do those trends change? Do people tend to go overseas more if they do traveling during the summer, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. In the summertime, your vacation spots tend to be Alaska, Alaska cruise tours, European river cruises, or Europe in general. And we do have a lot of like Walt Disney travel because, you know, the kids are out of school again. And so a lot of people are traveling to there. So the trends changed a little bit. Canada is another thing. People love to do Canada in the summer. Their fishing trips and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, the trend changes based on the season.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I just appreciate all the business and I enjoy speaking with you guys on the radio here.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Teresa.